Well, good morning, good evening for some, and good afternoon. Welcome to Inspired to Pray. Y'all, I've been up. The Lord be waking me up, y'all, and I'm tired. Shoot, I done worked out and everything. Did my private prayer before coming in, but hey, here we are. God is good. So I just thank y'all for coming in. I'm so encouraged that there's some people out there that want what I want. I just need that push, right, to get through the week. So I pray that these Monday prayers are getting you in that mindset of praying always. As the Bible says, pray without ceasing. So this morning, I have had, it was a good weekend. I had a good weekend. This is my birthday week, so I'm excited about that. But God spoke to me this morning as I was just thinking about life and things going on in my life. And the words he gave me was, be intentional so God can be. Come on, somebody. Be intentional so God can be. You know, we get into our, you know, prayer mindsets, and we get into a place where we're just asking God for this, that, and the other. And he's saying, but I can do that when you do this. And how many of us have prayed to God for something? Maybe, like for me, for example, I'm asking the Lord to, like, help me with my weight loss because I'm having some health issues and I just want to get in a better state in my health. But you know you got to do something about it. Amen. You got to work out. You got to eat better. What are you doing to be intentional so God can be? Amen. And so the scripture that we have this morning for that is Ecclesiastes 3:13. Every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. In other words, if you want to enjoy the good life, then there is labor involved. There is intentionality involved. But it is God's gift that we enjoy the good of his, of what he has for us. Amen. So I want to read, I have a few little things I wanted to read. Points that really stood out to me in my devotional. Today we're back in The Prosperous Soul by Dr. Cindy Trim. If you haven't gotten it, get this read. It's a really good read about living the prosperous life. Let me go back to the first page. So a couple of things I want to read here before we get into our prayer. And so, like I was saying, you know, my focus has been being healthy. So this really spoke to me. And I don't know how many of you are dealing with just trying to get to a healthier state in your body. If this is for you, I want you to hear this. It says, we were designed to be the healthiest and the happiest when we are fit, eat good food, and get the sleep we need. Doing this gives us energy, increases our ability to focus and be productive, as well as makes us feel better about the person we are. Let me say that again. It makes us feel better about the person we are. Whew. That's a heavy one. This allows us to project ourselves more positively onto the world around us, to be more resilient against disease and criticism, and enables us to stay the course more resolutely when the going gets tough. I really like that part when it says that doing these things, we do it and it helps us to feel better. It helps us to present ourselves better to the world. And I always say that to my son when we're having our family meetings or our little private talks. I always say, we have to present ourselves to the world in such a way. Amen. And then this other one here I want to read to you. It says, if we find ourselves continually failing at changing our behavior towards something we want to accomplish, it is because the vision we hold for what we want to obtain is not strong enough. So what that tells me is that whatever you want from God, the vision that you have for it has to be strong enough. You have to be intentional. You have to know that you have to put forth your effort so that God can put forth his effort. Let's pray. Most heavenly and precious Father, Lord, we thank you. Thank you so much for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us a mind to pray this morning. Father God, you are a good, good Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise. God, we thank you for what you have already done. And we thank you for what you're going to do. Father, this morning we're praying, God, that you will help us with our intentionality, Lord. Help us to be intentional so that you can be. Father God, help us to not only pray about it, but to be about it. Oh, God, we thank you for your encouraging words this morning. Father God, we thank you for the scripture that reminded us, Father, in Ecclesiastes. Father God, that this is a gift from you. Father God, that when we are intentional in the labor that we do, that it is our gift to enjoy it. And so, oh, God, we're all dealing with things, Father, that we need to be more intentional about, things we've been praying for as we talked about before going into this prayer, Lord. Some of us are wanting a better health situation. Help us to be intentional about that, Father God. Help us to be more focused, Father. Help us to have a plan, oh God. Some of us have career goals. Help us to be intentional. Some of us are needing a new job, a new direction. Help us to be intentional, Father God. Oh God, help our vision to not be blurry, Father God. Father, help us that our vision be clear. For Father, you said in your word, without a vision, the people perish, oh God. Help us to be so understanding of what we need to do that we can carry out the plan, Father God. I'm thinking about the scripture that says, write the vision and make it plain. Father God, help us to write down the vision, so that we can be intentional on the things that we desire, the things that we have been praying for, oh God. Some of us are praying for spouses, but God, have we prepared ourselves to be wives, to be husbands? Father God, help us to be intentional. Lord, some of us want a better walk with you, but are we praying without ceasing? Are we reading your word? Are we really trying our best to live this life according to your plan, God? According to what you had in mind, oh God. Some of us would like just a better situation, Father God, for our living situations. It's so much, God. Better parenting, better support. We want all these things. But God, are we being intentional? God, help us to be intentional. Help us to write the vision so that we can run with it. Help us to focus. Help us, oh God. Some of us are dealing with trying to finish school or even start school. Some of us, Father God, are just needing you to help us to be intentional. So we ask, oh God, that you would help us to do just that as we close this prayer, oh God. We ask, God, that you help us not just to be intentional on the things that we are praying about, but even in our prayer life, help us to be intentional. Not just on Mondays, help us to pray every day. Even if it's just in our car, if it's while we walk in, while we're at work, help us to pray through the day. Help us to build up our walk with you, our relationship with you, oh God. Help us to be intentional, oh God, so that you can be. And God, we also ask as we end this prayer that you bless everyone divinely connected to us, oh God. Let no hurt, harm, danger, or immature death come to us, oh God. Father God, cover us by your precious blood, oh God. Every need be met, oh God, in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And Father God, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise which is due to you. In Jesus' holy and precious name and matchless name, we pray. Amen. All right, you all. Thank you so much. My mouth was dry. I don't know what was going on. So listen, keep me in your prayers. And anyway, thank you so much for coming in. I will see you next time. Be intentional so that God can be.